Two people can love each other deeply and still have very different sleep needs. One person may fall asleep quickly while the other needs time to settle. One may prefer a cooler room while the other becomes cold. One may awaken easily to sound. The other may snore, move frequently, work irregular hours, experience hot flashes, need nighttime medication, or get up to care for a child. These differences can become sources of irritation. The person who sleeps easily may say, "Just stop thinking about it." The person who struggles may say, "You do not care what I am going through." A spouse who snores may feel criticized. The other spouse may feel exhausted or frightened by breathing pauses. One partner may want closeness while the other is overwhelmed by heat, pain, pregnancy, menopause, illness, or exhaustion. A compassionate sleep partnership begins by replacing accusation with curiosity. Instead of saying, "Why are you making this so difficult?" ask, "What seems to be making sleep difficult right now?" Instead of saying, "You always wake me up," say, "Can we look for a plan that protects both of our sleep?" Philippians 2:4 says, "Each of you should look not only to your own things, but also to the things of others." Mutual care does not mean that one person's needs always control the bedroom. It means that both people's embodied realities matter. A compassionate sleep conversation may include questions such as, "What helps each of us settle?" "What temperature, sound, light, bedding, or schedule differences are affecting us?" "Are caregiving duties being shared fairly?" "Is snoring, gasping, pain, or severe daytime sleepiness present?" "Is there a medical concern that should be evaluated?" "What low-cost change could we try without demanding immediate results?" Some couples may benefit from separate blankets, ear protection, a fan, different reading routines, adjusted alarm placement, or occasional separate sleeping arrangements. These choices should not automatically be interpreted as rejection or marital failure. The goal is not to create one perfect arrangement. The goal is to practice love, honesty, mutual honor, and wise stewardship. Separate sleeping arrangements should also never be used to avoid necessary relational repair, punish a spouse, conceal abuse, or create coercive control. Where fear, violence, abuse, or serious relational danger is present, safety and qualified help take priority. Here is a simple practice. Each person completes these sentences. One sleep need I want you to understand is, one sleep need of yours I want to honor is. One realistic experiment we could try is, one concern that may require professional help is, then pray. Holy Spirit, help us listen without defensiveness. Teach us to honor one another's embodied needs. Give us wisdom to make changes, courage to seek help, and grace when our nights are imperfect. A compassionate sleep partnership does not require two identical bodies. It invites two organic humans to practice understanding, patience, truth, and Christ-like love.